It's great to be here with two cups here, one from the West Coast and the big one then, the All-Irelands. We went down a good strong panel of men there with 18 or 19 players there, and we put the best foot forward for the weekend. On Saturday was a group stages where we played Carlow and Louth, and we're lucky enough to, against Carlow we came out 11-2, and against Louth we came out 10-3, so that left us in a great position for the Sunday morning playing into the last 16. That was our downfall last year. The first game on the Sunday, we had a bit of a slip there, and we were going home early. So this year we knew what we were expecting, and we got an Offaly team, a very strong Offaly team, to start off the Sunday morning. And that game, we started off, we went 3-1 down in that game, which we got it back to 3-3, and then we went 5-3 down, and we got it back to 5-5. And it's he's played on two boards at that stage, and the next two men up got one each, and that left us on six each going into a deciding game. And lucky enough, Andrew Gillespie stood up to the plate, and he got us over the line with a brilliant 15 dart leg and a 1-2-6 checkout. So after that, that kind of got us settled down for Sunday, and we knew we were in the mix then. And we had a Cork game then in the quarter final. Cork now and Donegal always meet and the INDO and the All-Irelands, and usually for us to have a success we have to beat Cork because they're one of the dominant teams. And we started off at, we went 3-1 down as well, but we eventually got back to 3-3, and we kicked on from there to finish up a 7-3, which a great result against Cork, one of the best teams in the country. And we played Roscommon then in the semi-final, and we had played Roscommon down at the West Coast back at the end of January, and a great Roscommon team, but we just clicked on that day and we had a great result. But we carried that, lucky enough, into the All-Irelands, and we got the same result, a 7-1, which left us in great position to play into the final. And at that stage we didn't know who we were playing, because it was between Carlow, which we had played on the Saturday, and Dublin. And Dublin was retaining champions, and we knew what they were doing. They were the team. On the Saturday, they had three games, and they didn't lose one match. They had 13-0 in their three games, so we knew what we were up for. And we had a good break between our semi-final and the final, but we got up and going for the final, and I might start off just the final. We went again, we went 3-0 down in the final against the Dubs, and the atmosphere was starting to get a bit electric. You know, the Dubs can make a bit of noise, and we got it going, and just we needed something just to change it. We're 3-0 down. We probably put three of our best players up first, and just it was just that sport. Anything can go against you, and they all played well. But then stood up one of our senior players, and John Flood. John Flood is known all over the country and was an international player too. And John just stood up and done what he does. John Flood's a very quiet man. And he stood up and he won that first game for us, what changed the tide for us. And when he's stepping down to the stage, John Flood's just usually a big grin on him, a smile. And he just, when he's stepping off the stage, I looked at him and I says, it's just a smiling assassin has just stepped off the stage. You know, he changed it for us. And up then steps a young and youthful Kieran McGiddy. And the blend between the youth and them adult, them more senior players, the combination was brilliant. And Kieran just kicked us on, and then stood up another senior player. No one throughout the whole country is in Charlie Grant. Charlie Grant, just the stage is made for him, stood up, done what he had to do, got it back to 3-3. We kicked on from there. We got to 5-3 ahead, Jordan, isn't that correct? Yes. Well, Jordan, maybe take it on from there, because right. Okay, John is so instrumental.
Jordan Boyce, vice-captain, into those closing stages. I'm sure it was nail-biting stuff. In the end, you came out on top, and I think there's a bit of video footage doing the rounds as well, so great celebrations when it all came good.
Definitely was. I was kind of down the back leading up to my game. Like, I was on the practice board. Dean Geller, he was up before me, and he won, and he came back and he gave me like a wee roar, and then I kind of just got myself in ready, and like I'm the team now nearly 7 years, and I kind of like if I knew what way to handle myself, and I went up and like it was unreal to turn around with the team, and we did enjoy the night then as well after that.
Good stuff. So great celebrations. This is the All-Ireland for you. Now earlier on in the year, Jordan, there was the more celebrations or first celebrations because the West Coast Challenge and Donegal coming out on top on that as well. So darts in Donegal are in a good place at the moment.
Donegal darts at the moment is unreal. Like we've got the youth team, and then you kind of like lead your way up. We've got a development team and a B team as well. And just like a wee shout out on the youth team, they have their All-Irelands now in 2 weeks' time as well. And then the development team and the B team, they have the B All-Irelands, and that's on in April. So just the best of luck to them as well. But Donegal darts, like, it's in an unbelievable place. We've got number one and two in Ireland, Jared McGlynn and Adrian Devine. Number five, Kieran McGeady, and then Andrew Gillespie is number 14. So like that goes to show where it's at. Like we've got four players in the top 14 in Ireland.
And when a team is going well, when a county is going well, it usually brings more people into the sport, and you're getting more recognition. And I suppose around Christmas time, Luke Littler's performances obviously upped the whole profile of darts. And are we seeing more young people coming into the game?
Definitely. Donegal Darts was up in Dáil College there, in the Fo there last Friday. And I wasn't there now myself, but Gareth and I was saying that like the young people, like the effort, and they're all talking about Luke Littler, and that's kind of just the talk at the minute. Like, there is loads of competitions out there for youth to go to. So like if there's anyone, like any parents that has anything to ask, just get in touch with the Facebook page, and they'll tell you what's
Darts on Facebook is you'll find information. Yeah. And we've everything from, I mean, there's sort of little leagues in villages and pubs and stuff, and then it goes up, and you know, if you're making a name for yourself, you'll soon get recognised.
Well, and we're very fortunate, there's so many, like geographically Donegal's that big that we can't combine it all together, but there's darts played from a Monday night till a Saturday night, and there's big leagues and small leagues, like, and probably to give a mention to a few of the leagues is the Twin Towns League and Stornoiler and Babafay, but that goes from Clady the whole way down to Bracca, and I think there's over 200 and something players. There's three divisions in it, so that shows the scale of it. And then some of the leagues are maybe just like ourselves down. I play in Glencolm Kill, and it's a Saturday night singles league. And then we've an Inniskeel League in Glenties on a Friday night, and you have a Donegal Town League on a Friday night, and you also have a Clohanaley League on a Thursday night. So, and then up in Inishowen, they play on a Thursday or a Friday, and a lot of people then maybe play in two leagues. And as you say, Chris, like if you want to get your name out there, go to these leagues and play in them, and that's the way you get to move up. And if you're fortunate enough, you'll get to pull on a Donegal jersey, Donegal darts jersey, like what I'm wearing. It's just to confirm you on that.
All right.
You know, maybe.
Just looking at the
So no, there's a lot of darts, and then like we all play under the INDO. What Jordan mentioned there, that's the Irish National Darts Organisation, and they run a rankings events through the year, and that's where we're getting the numbers, where Jared McGlynn at the minute is number one. There's usually over the past number of years, we would have had a carload of people went to the rankings. This year we could have went with a bus. That was the difference this year. People's wondering why is Donegal Darts coming on so well. People are putting themselves out there, not just in their own leagues and their own little clubs, but for individuals going to the INDO rankings. And they're usually all down south of the county or the country. And we travelled this year, and as I said, we could have took a bus. We went down, I think there's 20 odd players in the first number of events. But out of that, I think we have overall winners. We might have six of them events between Jerry McGlynn, Adrian Devine, and Kieran McGeady. So that brings it on. That shows that it gives you ranking points, and if you want to move on from that. But we're very fortunate that the INDO are hosting the last ranking event in Balbuffet on the 27th, 28th of April. That'll be the last one of this season. And the first one of next year's season is the 18th and 19th of May. So for anyone out there that has an interest in darts and wondering what the standard is in darts in Ireland, this is the ideal place to go. And it's for a spectator, it's totally free admission. So on any of them dates, on the Saturday evening or the Sunday of any of them dates, call in, have a look around. There are probably 20 plus dartboards set up on each night. And you'll see your best amateur players in Ireland playing, and you'll see the standard. So,
and Jordan, just conscious here of the time, let's not forget the Donegal ladies, because over the years, Donegal ladies teams have been very much prominent amongst the top ranking counties in the country. And they got, I think, to the last four last weekend.
The last four, Chris,
So with a bit of luck, who knows, they could have gone further.
Definitely. They won it as well back in 2017. They were unlucky, like he says there, 2 weekends ago. And they were actually in a group of four with Dublin, Tipperary and Clare, and they got out of that and they ended up in the quarter final where they beat Galway 4-2. And Galway, actually, they won it 2 years ago as well. So like that was a good result. And then they lost in the semi-final into Cavan. Cavan's a good team as well, so they had a good weekend as well. Maybe another weekend they could win it, but they can go on later next year and try to win it next year.
Absolutely. And people tuning in, Jordan Boyce, some people may think that name is familiar because, of course, you broke into the headlines back, 2016 World Youth Championships, and had that great experience of being at the Lakeside, and I'm sure you still treasure that.
Oh, aye. Of course, like, it's hard to believe now. It's, what, be 8 years? But no, it was one of the best experiences of my life, absolutely. Like, and hopefully I'll get back there now very soon.
Absolutely. And Cartha, just we mentioned, Jordan touched on there was an initiative at Deal College in Raphoe. You went there, and you were saying before we came on air, in England they have these academies, and, you know, bringing darts into school, and then you can bring them the math side to things as well. So there's a lot of little boxes can be ticked there.
There's an awful lot can be taken out of the darts, and as you said, the maths or anything, but the social end of it too. Like, if you pick up a set of darts when you're young and you can play a game of darts and you may be involved in a team, as you go on maybe to college or you further your education or work further away in other countries, darts is like any sport, it can be carried with you. And it's great to see the likes of Deal College taking it on. They got a bit of funding and all, and they're going to put up a dartboard, and it's going to be used at break time and that. So, and I think there's another number of schools talking about getting us down, have a little talk about darts and that, and it's great for the social end of it, and also for your school, you know, so it's great.